Julian Castro, Transgender Men Have Right to Abortion Funds. By Neil Munro on June 27, 2019. Transgender men should have the right to federal abortion funding. Julian Castro told the Democratic Party's progressive base during the party's presidential candidates' debate in Miami. But according to transgender activists, Castro got his terminology wrong and accidentally argued that men have a right to federal abortion funding. Castro was asked, "Would your health plan cover abortion, Mr. Secretary?" He answered, "Yes, it would. I don't believe only in reproductive freedom, I believe in reproductive justice. And, you know, what that means is that just because a woman, or let's also not forget someone in the trans community, a trans female, is poor, doesn't mean they shouldn't have the right to exercise that right to choose. And so I absolutely would cover the right to have an abortion." Pro-transgender activists insist that women do become men, and men do become women, merely by declaring they have an opposite sex gender identity. This insistence means that Castro's term, trans female, actually refers to a person with a male body who cannot get pregnant, despite the person's female gender identity. Castro should have said trans man or transgender man, which activists say describes a woman with a male gender identity. The activists also argue that a woman's male gender identity means that she is a man who can get pregnant. The idea of a man who can get pregnant seems ridiculous to many Americans. But activists welcome the contradiction because they agree with the feminist demand that government must ensure sexual equality by blurring, hiding, and barring any legal or civic distinctions between the two sexes. The ideological demand is now dominant in the Democratic Party. For example, all but a handful of Democrats voted in May for the Pro-Transgender Equality Act, which would bar women from excluding men from their civic clubs, scholarships, sports leagues, bathrooms, showers, and other female institutions. Castro's flub, however, likely will be overlooked by the several wealthy donors who fund most of the transgender political movement. Twitter's transgender activists made fun of Castro's error,